Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, they out here prostituting kiddos. Fill their pockets with De Niro. Pedophiles pitiful, sell a child a centerfold. Take their innocence, put it on the internet. Purity's tainted, dignity shaking. Enslaving the soul of all of these babies. And freedom got a price nobody paying. Making money, American dream, ain't it? Nah, it's a nightmare, don't fight fair for white hair. Benjamin Franklin, let's kill it, we hate for him. Write a song justifying the lies we take for him. They ain't with me, I'm willing to wait for him. Little me, sat up on the porch, making dollar bills. Stomach feel from another meal that my mama killed still. I can't keep still, I probably steal to keep a couple of Nike checks on the back of my heel. Grandma back on them pills, I need a stack of them bills. They say be slaves to the money, I guess be back on the field. I'ma go pursue my happiness, they told me it was free. But I'm still paying for it, I'm indebted to this thing. Heard a prophet say the prophet, don't focus on making change. Just focus on trying to be it and maybe you'll make a gain. Maybe you'll free the slaves, maybe you'll bring a change. The destinations are different, but everyone's on the train.
Freedom isn't free. But I still believe in my freedom, so my mind can see. Please let me be free. Please let me freedom.
Yeah, I'm out here chasing this freedom. They got here chopping my feet off. And if they catch me, I'm so beat, but I ain't about to believe it. King Kunta, King of Kunin, or Kenan and Kale. Rather rot in a jail cell than be up in hell. Well, well done as you cooking, or is you hearing your father say, well done as he looking at all your honors? Modestly, I'll be honest, I'm hanging on to that promise. Cause honestly, I ain't really been everything that I oughta be on my Harriet, bury me next to Honest Abe. Here lies another man murdered for trying to free the slaves. I gave Chief Keith my number in New York this summer. I told him I could get you free, I'm on my net turner. Back burner, cooking up a fat burger while we shucking jive to a song about a crack murder. Know we need a change, but we threw it on the stage. Got some money and a soul, and neither one of us safe.
Freedom, it isn't free. But I still believe in that freedom. So my mind can see. Please let me be free. Let me be free. Freedom. Freedom. Freedom.
Good evening and welcome to Christian Talk Radio, live here at blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Malisha, and I'd like to welcome you to my show tonight. This is a Bible study we do, study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, scripture by scripture, precept by precept, line by line, and here a little and there a little. If this is your first time joining me here at Christian Talk Radio, I'd like to welcome you to the show. I'd also like you go to my website at www.christiantalkradio.website. Again, our website address is www.christiantalkradio.website. So you can access all the Bible studies on demand. It is so very important, my brothers and my sisters, that we study the Word of God. The Bible says to study the Word of God to show yourself approved, not to man, but unto Father God, what may we need and not to be saved, but to right divides the word of truth. I said, but who the right divides the word of truth? We know that the word of truth, my brothers and my sisters, can be wrongly divided. That's why I come to you on a daily basis to rightly divide the word of truth with you. Well, I hope everyone is having a wonderful day today, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We will be sure and we are. Rejoice and be glad. I am sure, my brothers and my sisters, that you have something to rejoice about today, because Father God, He is good, and He is good all of the time. And all the time, He is good. Well, today is Super Tuesday in my state. I'm sure it is in a throughout other states around the country. And Sister Debra, we go out and we vote for our favorite candidate for the presidency of the United States of America. And we vote on other candidates who are maybe running for the Senate. So, you know, different candidacies in different states, you know. But anyway, of course, I went to cast my vote today and for the candidate of my choice, and I hope you did the same. But what I do is before I vote, I pray, and I ask Father God to show me who to vote for. And when he shows me who to vote for, I'm sure that I've voted for the right one. See, Father God says that in the Word of God that the government shall be on his shoulder, and that's Jesus Christ. And they call his name Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace. So if the government is on Jesus' shoulder, then we ought not be worried, right? But we have to make sure that we do our part in this process called voting and vote the person of our choice. I would be here when I would say to you all, I do vote to please pray. Pray before you go out there and vote. You know, that's Father God, you know, to show you who you should vote for. That's what I did. I don't think Father God lead me wrong. And I don't vote for the most popular person. That's not how I vote. That's because you're popular, and that don't mean you're going to get my vote. I vote for the one that I think that Father God would want me to vote for. That's what I vote for. Because I'm always led by the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to tell you who I voted for because I'm not supposed to. That wouldn't be right. But you vote your whatever your conscience. And the Holy Spirit tells you to vote for, that's who you vote for. The most important thing is that go out there and vote. Because if you do not use your constitutional right to go and vote, guess what? And you shouldn't have anything to say as the person that you don't want to get in office gets in there because you chose not to vote. But anyway, let me get back to my father's business. And I was, you know, the other day we're going through Genesis 10, and we're talking about a generation of the sons of Noah. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And the Bible says, and unto them were sons born after the flood. So we must remember that this was after the flood. Okay. This was after the flood. We have before the flood, and we have after the flood. So, in Genesis 10, it says, the sons of Japheth were Gomer and Magog, which is Russia, and Madai and Javan and Tubal and Meshach and Tyrus. And the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz and Rephath and Kagoma. And the sons of Javan were Elisha and Tarshish and Kittim and Dania. By these were the isles of the Gentiles divided in their lands, everyone after his tongue, after their families in their nation. So this is how it all started. This is how it all began, my brothers and my sisters. That's why I want you to understand that Noah had only three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And through these three sons, where the whole earth populated. So that tells me that we're all related. We're related because the three sons of Noah were, and the whole earth was populated by these three sons. So we are all related. I always say, you're my cousin. That's cousin, C-U-Z-Z-I-N-A. You know, you don't get to choose your relatives. I said, you don't get to choose who you're related to. Father God didn't ask us anything before he decided to put Noah and Noah's family on the boat. Okay. He didn't ask you your opinion of who Noah's children was or who Noah's children were going to be. He didn't ask you none of that because he didn't need your opinion. And he did not need anyone's opinion to tell him what to do because he had already decided that thing way ahead and he knew what he was doing. So we are all descendants of Noah and Noah's children. Okay. The reason you don't know that is because you don't read your Bible. Or you read it, but you don't read with understanding. I mean, when we go around bickering and hating each other, we're hating your relatives. Because we're all relations to each other. Whether you want to like it, or whether you believe it, or whether you do not believe it, it's the truth. All you have to do is read your Bible. You'll see that Noah had three sons, and you'll see that it says, these three sons, the whole earth was populated. How can you not be related? The sons were brothers. How can you not be related in some way or some fashion? I also want you to know that Shem and Ham, Japheth, people were the people that inhabited rushing over that way. And I want to break it down to you because real soon I'm going to be writing about this in my new book. And the sons of Shem were what we call the Jews of today, the Middle Easterners. Were the sons of Shem. And Ham were the Canaanites, or Canaanites. We would call, in the Bible, they call the Jebusites, the Amorites, and the Girgashites. Those were people in Egypt. Those were people in African descent. And those were people of Ham. The Hittites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Avadites, the Zimrites, the Hamathites, and afterward were the families of the Canaanites spread abroad through the world. But the Bible says, and the border of the Canaanites was from Sidon as thou comest to Beroah, unto Gaza, as thou goest unto Sodom and Gomorrah, and Admah and Zebulun, even unto Lasha. These are the sons of Ham and their families, after their tongues, in their country, and in their nation. Okay. So all of Noah's son went among their people. And it tells you what the generations of them are. And they all had their own nation. It says, unto Shem in chapter 10, verse 21, it says, unto Shem also the father of all the children of Eber, the brother of Japheth, the elder, even to him were children born. And it goes on to tell us the children of Shem were Elam and Asher and Arphax and Lud and Aram. As I said before, these children of Shem were Middle Eastern. They were the Jewish. They were Jews, you know. They were Iranians, they were Iraq. These are the descendants of Shem. And it goes on to say, and the children of Aram, Uz, and Hul, and Mesh. All of these are the children of Shem and their descendants. and Arphax begat Shelah, and Shelah begat Eber, and unto Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg. In his days was the earth divided, and his brother's name was Jochan. It goes on to say, Jochan begat Amodad, and Selah, and Hazzamaphat, and Zerah. And God wanted to tell you all of the descendants of Shem and Ophah was one of his descendants, and Havilah and Jobab. All these were the sons of Jachon. And their dwelling was from Mesha as thou goest unto Sephar, a mount of the east. These are the sons of Shem after their families, after their tongues, and their lands, after their nations. These are the families of the sons of Noah, after their generations and their nations, and by these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. See, people don't read their Bible, they don't know that after the flood, the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. There was not different languages after the flood, my brother. Everyone spoke the same language. Everyone had the same speech. The Bible says the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it says, and it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and slime as they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. So they were going to build a tower that would reach unto heaven, the Bible says. And let us make a name that will be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men had built it. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Those two let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So Father God said, these people are building a tower. And he says, when they build it, they will become one, because they are one, because they all have one language. And this they begin to do, and nothing will be impossible for them if they can do this. So what I want to do, my brothers and my sisters, I want to finish this Bible study on tomorrow night. I'll get back with you tomorrow night, and we will finish this story. You all have a blessed and wonderful rest of the evening. I'll get back with you tomorrow night, same time and same station. You see that.